What is white privilege? Well, if seen through the lenses of cause and effect, white privilege becomes nothing more than a concept designed by social engineers to regulate human interaction, sustain ethnic and racial polarization, and through a psychological war armed with semantics, psychologically discourage people from advocating for racial unity. White privilege is one of many terms belonging to a book of militarized language, one that has weaponized pessimism by inconspicuously launching premature attacks on the optimism of children coming from ethnic and racial minority groups. The term white privilege functions to subliminally depict an unfair society and through this depiction nurture racial animosity and racial polarization. Now let's refer to one of the concepts from which white privilege itself extends, economic disparity, which in essence focuses on race and its correlation with income inequality in America. One of the referencing points of economical disparity is the percentage of African Americans living under poverty compared to white Americans. It then purposely omits relevant yet politically incorrect information from its investigations, such as the ratio of dropouts to high school graduates within the African American community, and the high percentage of pre-adolescent pregnancies in the African American community compared to white Americans. They then utilize this exclusion in order to promote ideas of modern day prejudice and sustain the flames of racial division alive. Let me give you an example of the power of semantics. The people of European descent, although only 14.5% of white Americans are living in poverty, numerically, because they represent 62% of the 300 million people in the United States, this turns the 14.5% into 26.9 million white Americans living in poverty. Now, compared to the 45.8% of African Americans living in poverty, because they represent 12.2% of the population, the actual number of African Americans living below poverty is 17.5 million. 8 million less African Americans living in poverty than white Americans. Now, knowing this, we can draw the conclusion that even if by percentage the disparity appears big, numerically, there are 9 million more people of white descent living in poverty in America than African Americans. Another fact check. As of 2015, statistics on race and ethnicity within the NBA shows that 75% of players in the NBA are of African American descent, 68% of players in the NFL, and almost 35% of TV show entertainers. Mathematically, if you use the number of African Americans in the US and you compare those numbers with the percentage of African Americans in the above mentioned fields, and you use the same mainstream notions that mathematically govern economic disparity, you realize that like systemic or structural racism, these concepts are merely psychologically manipulative ideas created to sustain racial division, not concepts fabricated to highlight, address, or resolve America's racial, social, or political concerns. Defeatism is a concept designed to promote the acceptance of one's defeat without a fight or a struggle. An idea that, if applied accurately, can be weaponized simply by highlighting all things that work to nurture pessimism within the chosen subjects while passively eating away at optimism using nothing more than possibility and probability to reroute the subject's expectations. Now, when used in conjunction with other goal-aligned concepts such as white privilege and structural racism, defeatism begins to reframe reality, simultaneously restructuring the subject's perspective on life, self, and their role in society, and through it, empowering the social engineer to dictate how relevant of a role that subject will play in society. Defeatism was engineered to be a dynastic concept, one that can be subconsciously passed on to the child through the parent in the form of oral traditions, or through our ambient experiences with others passed on in the form of social conditioning. But ultimately, if all concepts are not questioned and the ability to be militarized taken seriously, man as a whole will continue to play the part of indentured slaves to concepts, ideas, and propaganda.